Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com with another quick tip for families in intensive care. Today's tip is about setbacks for long-term patients in intensive care. So we're currently dealing with a client who initially, when we first started working with the client, they had their father in ICU. And their father was basically in a perceived end-of-life situation where the ICU team said it's quote-unquote in the best interest for their father to die, and the ICU team was pushing for end-of-life comfort care and basically euthanasia or potentially even murder against the patient's and the family's wishes. So in this situation, the client engaged us and we put a stop to that because we are professional advocates and consultants for families in ICU, and we understand intensive care inside out, and we understand patients and families' rights in intensive care, and intensive care teams can't just withdraw life support without patient or family support. That is, again, either euthanasia or even murder. And I know those are strong terms to be used, but there is no other way to describe this situation. Anyway, cutting the long story short, when the client's life was saved and they were going from perceived end of life to full treatment, everything changed dramatically. All of a sudden, you know, the client's heart condition was treated, he was weaned off the ventilator, you know, had a cardiologist review because he had atrial fibrillation, and had all the specialists coming in, and all of a sudden it was a very different conversation to be had about treatment options rather than about end of life. And a few days later, their father had time off the ventilator, had a tracheostomy done, and with a tracheostomy they could wean sedation, stop sedation, and then their father could be weaned off the ventilator. He was off the ventilator for a couple of days, and then he had a chest infection and he ended up back on the ventilator. So here is the moral of the story. Especially for long-term patients in intensive care, it's often two steps forward, one step back. You know, things improve and then things go back to, you know, things take a turn. So expect that, deal with it, two steps forward, one step back. Once the infection is cured, you know, the client will move forward again. That is my quick tip for today. If you have a loved one in intensive care, go and check out intensivecarehotline.com and call us on one of the numbers on the top of the website, or simply send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com. Like this video, comment down below what you want to see next, and subscribe to my YouTube channel for families in intensive care. Take care for now.